हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः। ओम श्री लक्ष्मीनारायणाभ्याम ओम नमो भगवते श्री राधा रुक्मी नित्यभामा समेत श्याज गोपाल परब्रह्मणे। ओम श्री उमामहेश्वराभ्याम ओम नमो भगवते श्री कोकनतनायिका समेत श्री कैलासवातीश्वर परब्रह्मणे। ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने। माया पंचकम। आई बिगिन माय क्लास विद रिक्वेस्ट that if you happen to read anywhere any translations and meanings of this, when the people they write it as illusory power, please don't take it. They sound right, but still it is not. See, swarupam is shakti. If I say the reality is of the nature of knowing, and that knowing is the power, power of knowing, the reality is endowed with a power of knowing, and which the knowing is looked upon as its swarupam. And this power of knowing, when is this power not there? There's never a power, never a time this power is not there. Always the power is beginninglessly. But this power is non-recognizable. The power is unmanifest. There's a time this power becomes manifest. There's a time this power remains unmanifest. The power of knowing, which is the power of the reality, when it is manifest, then the reality obtaining in him of knowledge becomes recognizable. When this power is unmanifest, the power of knowing is non-recognized, non-recognizable. So the Maya is a name used only when the power is unmanifest. Okay, the power of the reality, which is nothing but the swarupam of the reality, which is the power of knowing, when it is unmanifest, it is known by the term Maya. The same power of knowing is manifest, then it is called Jnanam, knowledge. Therefore, this power of knowing manifest is power of knowledge. It is a manifestation of knowledge. When there is power of reality manifest, when there is manifestation of knowledge, the universe becomes manifest. The universe shines. When this power is unmanifest, then there is no knowledge recognizable. Then the universe is also unmanifest. But if the power of reality is totally manifest, then there is total knowledge, total manifestation of knowledge. In total manifestation of knowledge, there is no ignorance possible. So ignorance also is another term for the unmanifest power of the reality only. So the power of reality, when it is totally unmanifest, we say there is total ignorance of the existence of the self and existence of the world. And the power of reality is totally manifest, then there is total knowledge. Then also, there is no ignorance. Therefore, when ignorance is not there, error is not possible. In total ignorance, error is not possible. In total knowledge also, error is not possible. They say total knowledge, when the knowledge is totally maintained, this total manifestation of knowledge, then error is not possible because of no ignorance. In total ignorance also, error is not possible. When there is half manifestation of knowledge, the power of reality is half manifest, and still the power of reality half unmanifest. When there is partial knowledge and partial ignorance, then alone error is possible. And that partial ignorance is also what? Maya. Partial unmanifest power of reality, which is known by the term avidya or ajnanam, is also Maya. And when this power of reality, the power of knowing, the unmanifest power of reality is partially manifest and partially unmanifest, when there is partial and partial ignorance, and then it is capable of connecting the non-connectable. It is capable of making the impossible possible. That is the meaning of the last sentence. Maya patiyasi. For Sarthaka, if you want, you know, patiyas shabdaha. Patiyas shabdaha. Okay? And patiyasi is a stilinga shabdaha, feminine gender word. So Maya is a feminine gender word. So Maya patiyasi means Maya is capable of what? Ghatana. Ghatana is a noun. Ghatana, the word ghatana is a verbal noun. Gerund, so many meanings are there. But in this context, ghatana means connecting or making possible, forming. So Maya is capable of connecting. Connecting what? Aghatita. Ghatitam. Ghatita is a participle of the verb ghatayati. So ghatayati means forms, connects, brings together, joins. So many meanings are there. But in this context, ghatayati is the verb, and ghatana is a noun, and this Maya is patiyasi. Maya is capable of forming or connecting what? Aghatita. So ghatita means connected. Aghatita means unconnected, non-connected. Take it as non-connectable. Okay? Maya is capable of connecting the non-connectable. Maya is capable of forming the impossible. Is capable of making the impossible possible. So yesterday I just started the class. We were very disturbed. Why you say Maya? When you say Maya, it means the partial ignorance, which is nothing but unmanifest power of the reality, Maya. Then it is capable of making the impossible possible. So, aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. This line will be repeated in all the 5 verses. செனம் அகடித கடனா படியசி மாயா. அவர் கென்சே மாயா அகடித கடனா படியசி, அகடித கடனா படியசி. So Maya is capable of connecting the non-connectable. Even though the ghatita means connected, aghatita means unconnected, we can say non-connectable. Can you connect the opaque thing which shines in the light and the light? Light and the opaque are aghatita, non-connectable. Because light is distinct, opaque is different, and this opaque never can enjoy existence independently, far staying away from light. Wherever, whenever, however opaque thing shines, it has to shine only in the presence of light, reflecting the light, being pervaded by the light in and through. Therefore, the opaque doesn't have independent existence outside of the light. The opaque is not countable as a second thing or a parallel thing. And therefore they are not connectable. You cannot connect the wave form with the water or ocean form with the water. For one thing to be connected to the other, two things must enjoy independent existence. Connection, relationship, or bringing together, uniting, merging is always possible of two different things which can enjoy exist independent of each other. Whereas here, all that is here is only the truth, means all the forms are resolvable in the reality, all the names are resolvable in the reality, all the functions associated with the forms also resolvable in the reality. There is no second parallel reality, nor is there a second thing other than the reality implied by the term Brahma or Atma. Means, and how can anything be connected to anything else? So connection, absolutely, relatively, can talk about the connection. Within the realm of the mithya objects, within the realm of the mithya material world, relatively connection is possible. Connection, connecting one thing with the other, uniting one thing with the other, mixing one thing with the other, etc., is possible relatively within the realm of relatively real, empirically real, material, objective universe. Absolutely, there is no such a thing called connection at all. Connection possible, because what is there is only Brahma. And there is nothing which is away from Brahma. Nothing can be connected with Brahman, or Brahman cannot be connected with anything else. Therefore, connectivity itself is possible only if there is a second thing. When nothing is connectable here, absolutely, really, there is no such a thing called connection at all. Connectivity of anything with anything is not there, absolutely. But still, this Maya is capable of what is impossible possible. So it is capable of connecting the non-connectable. Okay, aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Have you understood now? Each and every word, aghatita ghatana patiyasi. So it is capable of forming what is not possible. It is capable of bringing together things which is not possible. So it is capable of making the impossible possible. Like what? Yesterday I gave example. Even though there is no snake at all, still it is capable of making you perceive the snake. Ignorance of what is capable of making you see what is not there, and is capable of covering what is. See, ignorance is capable of covering what is. And there's two things: ignorance, avidya, ajnanam, which is nothing but unmanifest power of reality, which is maya, is capable of covering what is. It's capable of making you see what is not. Two things: ignorance covers what is. Thereby, it is capable of making you see what is not also. So here we say, aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. And this maya, suppose even for you to be able to see the snake, can you see snake here? When nothing is there, can you see the snake?
No.
You cannot see it. When nothing is there, if you see the snake, there's completely different problem. Okay? That is, hallucination is something different, isn't it? Some of you should tell us this story. There was a person living in this village, and every time the nice cooked rice was served, and he would start jumping. Oh my God, worms, worms, worms. Take over the worms. There was no worm. But he was seeing worms. It's a different problem. When nothing is there, if you say, oh, snake is crawling, you say, what does it mean? There's a different problem. For me, for you, but you say there is a snake means, for you to be able to see the snake, there must be something. Where do you see the snake? That is the Adhara. That without which even perception of snake is not possible. Error in the perception is not possible, isn't it? That is rope, isn't it? Similarly, only in the rope, only on the part of the rope, only in the rope, you have to see the snake. You are seeing the snake. Similarly, this maya is capable of making the impossible possible, is connecting the non-connectable. Where does this maya, makes this impossible possible? It needs Adhara. He says, Mayi. And there's a description of the reality. Reality. See, he says, so here first he says, if you have to see, so aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Okay, what is this? What does this maya connect? What does this maya connect? What does this maya form? It says, Jiva Jagat Ishvara Bhedam. Bhedaha is not there at all. There is no such a thing called Bhedaha absolutely. What is Jivaha? What is I? What is I? What is that which is there all the time in every individual? In terms of I, what is that? The Jivaha is nothing but Brahma. What about this Jagat? Jagat is also Brahma. So the all-pervasive, only secondless reality obtaining in the realm of consciousness, associated with the individual body, mind, complex, identified with the body, mind, complex alone, temporarily given the Jiva name. There's no Jiva minus consciousness. Okay, without consciousness. Therefore, Jiva is Brahma. And what about Jagat? There is no Jagat also, which enjoys existence outside the light of knowledge. Therefore, Jagat is also Brahma. And what about Ishvaraha? Ishvaraha also is only a qualification attributed to the same Brahma. From the standpoint of the universe, and the known universe, and the knower of the universe, because of whom? Because the presence of which this knower known duality itself is possible. Therefore, Ishvara is also status only, attributed to the reality of the standpoint of the universe as the truth of the whole. Therefore, Ishvara is also Brahma, Jagat is Brahma, Jiva is Brahma. All the three are one and the same reality essentially. If minus reality, the consciousness implied by the term Brahma, there cannot be Jiva, there cannot be Brahma, Jagat, there cannot be Ishvara also. Exactly like what? If remove the water, wave also will dissolve, wave disappear, ocean also will disappear. Similarly, if you can't remove it, but cognitively if you appreciate this fact, that minus consciousness Brahma, there cannot be Jivaha, Jagat or Brahma, which means absolutely all the three are one and the same. From the standpoint of the reality, the truth which alone is in the form of Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, there is no Bhedaha at all. Even though there is no Bhedaha, no difference at all, still in our perception there is difference. We do see the difference. How do you see the difference? We cannot say, I am the whole. What do we say? I am different from the world. The world is different from me. And the world is different from the Lord. Lord is different from the world. There's a Jiva. Jiva Bhedaha is real for us. I am different from every other being here. There's a Jiva. Jiva Bhedaha is there. Jiva Jagat Bhedaha is there. Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha is there. Jagat Ishvara Bhedaha also is there. All these differences are there in our perception. And all these differences are real for us. Why? Because of our identity with the body, mind, and complex. Because we mistake the anatma, body, mind, complex for the self. Which means there's error in the perception of the self. Why? Because we do not know what the truth is, what I am, what this Jiva is, what the knower is, what I am, is not known. And what is this not knowing what I am is what? Ignorance of the self. And this ignorance of the self is nothing but partial ignorance of the partial ignorance, which is the nothing but unmanifest power of the reality, Maya. Only it's because of this. Suppose if you have the clear vision of what you are, in the standpoint of what you are, then if you know what the truth is, then you can say, there is no Jivaha, there is no Jagat, there is no Ishvaraha other than Brahma. Therefore, this Jiva Jagat Ishvara Bhedaha is only in ignorance. The difference is possible only in the ignorance of what is. When do you see the snake? Only when you do not know what is rope, then perception of the snake is possible. Similarly, only when you do not know what you are essentially, only then this difference also is possible. So what causes this difference in the perception? You said, Jiva Jagadishwara Bhedam Ghatayati. So what is responsible for you to have the error in perception of this different reference? Why can't you see everything is one? All that is, there is only Brahma. Why do you see this? I am different from the world. I am different from everybody else. This difference, why do we see? Of course, relative difference we do not deny. From the standpoint of physical body, there is relative difference. Even then you can say what? Everything is same matter. You can say everything is Ishvara. The standpoint of in thinking, in views, in intellect, differences are possible, but absolutely what is, from the standpoint of the reality, there is no difference at all. And it is this Maya, which is because of which the power of which alone this perception of duality, which is not really there, the difference which is not really there, seems to be there. What seems to be there is real for us. The difference is seemingly real difference is mistaken to be absolutely real difference. Is it clear now? So, maya ghatayati. You have to say this verb now. Maya subject. Ghatayati verb. Maya ghatayati. Maya connects. Maya brings things together. Maya forms. And maya forms means what? Maya makes you see what is not there. What is not there? Jiva, Ishwara, Jagat, Bheda is not at all there. But still, and you are seeing the difference. Is it clear? It says, Jagat Isha Jeeva Bhedam Ghatayati. Maya Kim Karoti? It's a kindergarten question, Veda, Sanskrit language question. Maya Kim Karoti? Maya Ghatayati. Maya Kim Ghatayati? Jeeva Jagat Ishwara Bhedam Ghatayati. Now, Jeeva Jagat Ishwara Bhedam Ka Ghatayati? Maya. Aham na ghatayami. You have to say that now. I do not cause this. I don't. Not that I want to see the difference. And not that I make somebody else see this. It is maya. You have to have become objective here itself. Where are you? You are just seeing the problem here. See, you are relieved of the guilt. I am responsible. When Pamcham Vedanta is taught, you do not know what you are. Therefore, you mistake. It's okay in the beginning. But gradually, you have to come to the point what? Not knowing what I am is not my problem, isn't it? The ignorance is natural. So do I need to feel guilty about it? It's a natural problem. Understand, you are relieved of the guilt why you do not know what you are. Who can ask you? That is how you are born. Okay, that is how you are born. That's why ignorance is anadihi. So it is this maya. Understand? Maya ghatayati. Vastutaha. In reality, there is no such a thing called bhedaha at all. Absolutely, there is no bhedaha at all. From the standpoint of water, is there a bhedaha? Wave ocean bhedaha? No. But there is difference. How? Upadi bhedaha. Upadi bhedaha means there is difference in appearance. There's difference in forms. Therefore, there's difference in names. But absolutely, there is no difference. There's non-difference. What is non-difference? Like what is rope. So what is non-difference, but what is perceived is snake. So what is perceived is what? Difference. And what difference? Don't need to say what all differences. We have hundreds and thousands and thousands, so many innumerable differences we have. With different views, different opinions, different so many things. Those differences are all positive, different. But absolutely, the reason for all the differences we have is what? Because of the perception of duality. We can say this what? This seeing this different jiva, jagad, ishwara, bheda, we can put otherwise, perception of duality. And we call the perception of duality in terms of I am different from the world, world is different from me. And we also see what? There is a God sitting somewhere, who the creator of the universe was different from me and the world. And apart from that, and within the realm of this objective universe also, the plurality of forms, names and functions is very real for me. Multiplicity is real for me. Okay? Even countability is real for me. Therefore, perception of the difference is because of the ignorance of non-difference. We are not seeing what is. The differencelessness being there we do not see. Therefore, we see what? Difference. And why? Why do we see the difference? Why we do not see the non-difference? There are two things. We do not see the non-difference, we see the difference. This differencelessness, this non-difference is covered by Maya. And the difference, we are made to see the difference also is what? By Maya. By Maya alone makes us see the difference. Maya covers the non-difference. Maya makes us see the difference. Okay? Abhedam. Abhedam, it hides, it covers. And Bhedam darshayati. That is not really, okay, it forms. It's called Ghatayati. Maya Jagad Isha Bhedam Janayati. How is it possible? Maya is capable. Why does Maya do this? Patiyasi, capable. Capable of what? Capable of Ghatana. Ghatayitam Shaknoti. Okay? It's capable of making, forming. What? Aghatita. Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Is it clear? Now this is very clear. So what is maya capable of? First you should know. And because of the power of this, the maya is capable. Now maya means what? Unmanifest power of the reality. Partially manifest. Partially unmanifest. Is capable of making you see what is not, by it capable of making cover what is. Thereby what does it do? It makes you, it covers the non-difference between the Jiva Jagadishwara, and it makes you perceive the Jiva Jagadishwara Bheda. Okay? What is it capable of? And thereby, because of its capacity, what does it do? It makes you see the difference. Now third answer question. Where does Maya make you see the difference? Okay, so it's clear now? Now third question is what? Now where does Maya make this happen? Maya itself doesn't exist outside of the reality. And the Maya which is capable of doing this all itself is in the reality. Means Maya cannot do anything outside of the reality. But Maya makes this impossible possible, is capable of connecting the non-connectable, is capable of making the non-difference, is capable of covering the non-difference and making you perceive the difference. Where does Maya make you perceive the non-difference? In you, in me, the very perceiver reality. So, Mayi. Maya kutra ghatayati bhedam. Where does Maya make us perceive this bhedam? Mayi. Mayi is what? Locative case of aham. In me. In me means what? In which me? Who are you first? In me means you already shifted your essence from body, mind, sense, complex, and it was all the essence and pure knowledge, consciousness. And in me means in the substance of the substantive I, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, consciousness. Therefore, in me, ghatayati mayi. Mayi in what? Chiti. Okay, chitihi means consciousness. Chit means consciousness. Locative form of chit is what? Chiti. Chit, in locative case form of chit is what? Chiti. In consciousness. In me, the consciousness. Mayi chiti. Already you have shifted. The Maya Panchakam is not for a beginner, okay? The understanding must be there. It's only for reconfirmation, reinforcement, to resolve your doubts about Maya. So, in me the conscious, Mayi, yenil unarvil. Chiti is what? Chiti, chiti, not chitihi. The word chitihi is also conscious, sikaranta shabda. It's a takaranta, chit. And locative of chit is what? Chiti. In me, in consciousness. Chiti. And this, in me the consciousness means, in me the consciousness, what? How is this consciousness? What is this consciousness? What is of this nature? It said here, sarva vikalpanadi shunye. This in me the consciousness which is free from, which is free from the divisions, which is free from the limitations, which is free from divisions and differences. Vikalpana, vikalpana, adi, etc. Which is free from all forms of differences, divisions, etc. Why? Why it is free from all divisions and differences? Because it is akhandam. It is one indivisible, partless. The consciousness which is free from all divisions and differences and which is indivisible, partless, akhanda means partless. Niramshakam means undivided. Indivisible, undivided. It is not divided by itself, nor is it divisible also. So one in consciousness which is indivisible, partless, undivided, niramshaka means undivided, and which is free from time limitation, which is of the nature of timelessness, and which is nirupamam, which is not comparable to anything, which is incomparable. Why is incomparable? Secondless. For one thing to be compared to another thing, there will be two things, isn't it? Now, all these words are adjectives for the Atma. Look at this. Nirupamaha. Say?
Nirupamaha.
It's one compound, therefore it's a nirupama. Say?
Nirupamaha.
Nirupama.
Nirupama.
Nitya.
Nitya.
Niramshaka.
Niramshaka.
Akhanda.
Akhanda.
Nirvikalpa.
Nirvikalpa.
Okay, nirvikalpana. Adi nirvikalpana adi shunyam. See, shunyam means free from, without. Okay, that's the meaning. So, nirupama, nitya, niramshaka, ni akhanda. Four words are in the first line. So, what am I now? I am Atma. When you say wave is water, you want to say what is I? I am. I'm not going to say I is today. Now you're advanced class students, okay? I am the absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, obtaining the innermost essence of every being, therefore implied by the term Atma. Okay? And I am Atma. So what I am, and I am Atma means, I am the absolute reality means, I itself am of the nature of consciousness, chit. And this chit is what? How many consciousnesses are there? One secondless. One secondless and non-dual. Therefore what? Nirupamam. Nirupamaha Atma. Aham Nirupamaha Atma. You have to say that. Already you read Aham. In the previous text we learned Aham Vishnu, Aham Vishnu. We learned here. Kevalaha Shivaha. Now we have to say Aham Nirupamaha Atma. Aham incomparable. Why incomparable? There is no second thing other than my real nature, my real self. The word nirupamaha. Upamaha, sopamaha means comparable. Nirupamaha means what? Incomparable. Why incomparable here? There's a second thing other than reality. There's a second parallel reality also. Therefore, it is incomparable. Nirupama. Nirupamaha Atma. Then Aham Nityaha Atma. You have to say this every word. Aham Nirupamaha Atma. Aham Nityaha Atma. Aham Nityaha Atma means what? I the self am the pure knowledge which lends existence to time, space and all the objects. Which is the truth of time. I the self am consciousness, the very truth of time. And when I say truth of time, there is time doesn't exist outside of it, the time, truth independently. Okay? They say water is the truth of the wave, means water has no existence outside of the water. They said wave has no existence outside of the water. Similarly, I the self am the consciousness, the very truth of the time factor. Therefore, I am free from time. I am timeless reality. Nityaha. So, aham nirupamaha atma, aham nityaha atma. Do you all enjoy this text or not? Aham nityaha atma, aham, sorry, nirupamaha atma. You have to say it every time. You have to say it. Aham nirupamaha atma, aham nityaha atma. Now, the third word comes now. Aham Niramshakaha Atma. Niramshakaha Atma. See, the word Amsha, please listen. Amshaha means part. Amshaha means part. Amshakaha means what? Partful. Anything with the part is called Amshakaha. Okay, you can say Samshakaha means partful. Niramshakaha means partless. Amshaha, part. Anything with the part is called amshakaha. And niramshakaha means partless. Now body is dehaha, samshakaha or niramshakaha. Dehaha, samshakaha. Manaha, samshakaha. Partful. Different, we can differentiate the one thought from other thought, isn't it? Everything here is partful only. One thing, what is? Akashaha niramshakaha. Space is partless. Similarly, I the self am Atma, the consciousness, niramshakaha, aham niramshakaha Atma, aham nityaha Atma, aham nirupamaha Atma. With a nirupama, feminine gender word, Devi's name. Okay, nirupamaha, nityaha, niramshakaha. Then akhandaha. In between api comes, api also. Okay, akhandaha. Next word is akhandaha. Aham akhandaha atma. So once you say aham partless, okay, aham partless. Therefore what? Whole. Akhandaha means indivisible. Indivisible, partless. Niramshakaha, partless. Akhandaha, indivisible. So I am indivisible, partless, incomparable, timeless reality, the consciousness. Atma. One more thing is there. Sarva vikalpanadi shunyam. Aham sarva vikalpanadi shunyaha. Say, aham sarva vikalpanadi shunyaha. When you say aham sarva vikalpanadi shunyaha, I am atma. So, to say aham nirvikalpaha. Aham nirvikalpaha. In other ways said to be what? Aham vikalpanadi shunyaha. Vikalpanadi shunyaha is equal to nirvikalpaha. So sarva vikalpanadi shunyaha means aham nirvikalpaha. Is it clear? Aham nirvikalpaha. Because I tell you, this class, what I am talking now, the same thing will not come again for me. That's where I understand why its recording is important. Same thing I won't be able to say next time. But comes to my mind now, it comes now. That's where recording is, I myself prefer. So this Maya is capable of forming impossible where it needs a locus. The Maya itself doesn't exist at all independently outside of the reality. Means the Maya, whatever Maya does, also must be doing only in reality. And that reality is my real nature. I am the reality. So what is said here, Mayi Chiti. And what sort of, so it is said, Nirupamaha, Aham Nirupamaha Atma, Aham Nityaha Atma, Aham Niramshakaha Atma, Aham Akhandaha Atma, Aham Nirvikalpaha Atma. The five adjectives are given for Atma. Nirvikalpaha Atma is given otherwise as what? Savikalpanadi Shunyaha. I am free from all vikalpas. Means, I am free from Aham Nirvikalpaha. Therefore, I, the self, am the consciousness which is timeless, which is incomparable because of its oneness. Ekatvat is nirupamaha. And it is timeless, it is partless, it is indivisible, undivided, and free from all differences. This is the Atma, and this is the reality obtaining in the form of consciousness implied by the term Atma, and I am this Atma. So in this Atma, in me, in conscious, in me the consciousness, which is of this nature, this Maya ghatayati. This Maya makes the impossible possible. Maya makes the non-connectable connected. It connects the non-connectable. Means it covers what is, and when you say ghatayati, means what? It covers what is, and it makes us perceive what is not. Means Maya is responsible for the error in my perception of what is. Is it clear now? Is what is said here. Therefore, what is Maya now? Aghatita ghatana patiyasi. Maya is capable of making you see what is not there. Impossible, possible. Have you got them understood now? I'm here to say three questions here. What is Maya capable of? So, what does Maya do? And where does Maya do? Okay, three questions, get the answer. You can say, Mayi, say, Mayi. Now you can say, Nirupama,
Nirupama.
Nitya,
Nitya.
Niramshaka,
Niramshaka,
Akhanda. Okay, now all make it locative case now. Nirupame,
Nirupame.
Nitye,
Nitye.
Niramshake,
Niramshake.
Akhande,
Akhande.
Mayi,
Mayi.
Chiti, Mayi.
Mayi.
Sarva vikalpanadi shunye,
Sarva
shunye. Jagadisha jiva bhedam, Aghatita ghatana, Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya ghatayati. The ghatana patiyasi maya ghatayati. See, maya forms this, maya which is of this nature makes this. Is it clear now? Maya makes the impossible part. The one long sentence, aghatita ghatana patiyasi, adjective for maya. Which maya ghatayati? Which maya makes the impossible possible. Which Maya connects the non-connectable? Which Maya covers what is and makes you see what is not? Which Maya covers the non-difference and makes you see the difference? Aghatita ghatana patiyasi Maya. The Maya which is capable of making the impossible possible covers the what is in terms of non-difference and makes us see the difference, this in terms of jiva jagat ishvara being different from each other, it makes us see this difference, where in me the consciousness. Is it clear? By saying this, what is the lesson here? Maya itself enjoys its existence in me, and this Maya, which is dependent on me, the consciousness, for its very existence, whatever it does also, it cannot do anything outside of me. Is it clear now? This perception of non-difference, which is not really there, is happening where? In me. So erroneous perception also is aham. Understand? Therefore, right perception also is where? In me. Because if at all is something called perception, right perception or wrong perception, any perception is possible only in me. Because there is no perceiver at all other than me. Other than me means other than consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, now we have to understand here why there is error in the perception. The whole samsara is because of the error in the perception. And if the error in the perception has to be corrected, means what is it which causes the error? Ignorance. And what is this ignorance? Not total ignorance, partial ignorance. This partial ignorance is also what? Whether total ignorance or partial ignorance, any ignorance is maya, unmanifest power of the reality. And what is this power? Reality. Is it clear? It also gives a different understanding. So now she says, Nirupama nitya niramshake pyakhande. Nirupama nitya niramshake pyakhande. Mayi chiti sarva vikalpanadi shunye. Kalpanadi shunye. Jagad ghatayati jagadisha jiva bhedam. Twaghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Ghatana patiyasi maya. The first letter tu. No, indeed. Tu actually. No, actually doesn't, we add to adjust the meter, that's all. We even leave it to, no problem. Okay. Ma aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Please understand this meaning very clearly, because this line is repeated here. Maya is capable of connecting the non-connectable, means maya is capable of making you see what is not there. Maya is capable of making the impossible possible. Yes, the meaning of the word what? Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. And this maya, this means you are talking about how powerful maya is, isn't it? Maya itself, the maya, the power of the reality, is capable. The reality is capable because of its power. Now we say the maya, this power itself is what? Capable means what? Maya is, means the power, is capable of making the impossible possible, means is capable of covering what is, it is capable of making you see what is not. And making you see what is not is called what? Error in your perception. And here only one thing is taken here. Jagadisha jiva bhedam ghatayati. Only one thing is taken here. It's enough. So all samsara, the samsara itself is what now? Is because of this perception of duality. Perception of duality means see perception of the differences. Difference in terms of Jiva Jagadishwara Bheda. Three questions. What is Maya capable of? First question. Aghatita Ghatana Patiyasi Maya is the answer. And what does Maya what does Maya form? What does it do? It is capable of doing, making the impossible possible. Means what does it do? We say Jagadisha Jiva Bhedam Ghatayati. A second answer. And where does it make it happen? This erroneous perception happens means because of Maya erroneous perception is. But where does Maya make the erroneous perception possible? Where does it make it possible? In me. And which sort of me? The description of aham. Is it clear? Which means there is no Maya outside of me. There is no Maya, Karyam, Jagat also not outside of me. All the difference are also not outside of me. It means everything is absolutely, ultimately resolvable in me. That is the lesson here. Nirpama Nitya Niramshake Pyakhande Mayi Chiti Sarvikalpanadi Shunye. You can take it as this way. When is it, as you take it Sapsati Saptami. Because Akhande Chitya Akhandayam it must have been, isn't it? Is it clear? It's a good question he's asked. Because chit is a feminine gender word. How can there be locative case, adjective being masculine or neuter gender word? This is a different grammatical question. So I say we should take it as a when, okay, when my nature is this. In me, which is of this nature. Now all simple verses only. Is this universe different from me? Now in our perception, yes. I am different from the world. World is different from me. This is this difference. The world being different from me is what in my perception the world is different from me. Is this world different? Yes. Relatively the world is different from me. I am different from the world. Absolutely there is no difference between me and the world. But still, and because of this Maya, Maya means what? Because the unmanifest power of the reality known by the term Maya. And when it's partially manifest and partially remains unmanifest as ignorance of what I am and what the world is, then this Maya is capable of doing, making the impossible possible. This, even though the world is non-different from me, still in when the Maya, because of this Maya, this perception of the world being non-different from me is covered. The fact of the world being non-different from me is covered, and the world is seems to be different from me. Okay, the world is mistaken to be different from me. That is said here in this verse. And here, for whom this world is different from one's own self? We can say, of course, any ignorant person who is ignorant of the self, any ordinary human being who is ignorant of the truth obtaining as one's own self, who does not know what the absolute reality is, who cannot see things in the light of what the reality is, for him definitely the world, everything is different from everything else. He can see the differences. The perception of difference, perception of differences is definitely there for any ajnani, any ordinary person who is ajnani. But now, in this verse, Shankara Bhagavad Pada talks about the person who is exposed to the Shastra, who is exposed to the study of the scriptures. Even the person who is exposed to the study of the scriptures even after having learned so many things also, having understood the teaching also, still, you know, because of still what happens, still he can see the differences. And how do we know the differences? Still he is interested in, you know, in going against dharma. In spite of having studied the scriptures, in spite of having understood the teaching, he's not a novice. And even then, a person can go against dharma means he still values something other than one, the truth. And it's valuing something else other than the truth is what? It's expression of one's expression of one's non-assimilation of the truth. Which means why? What makes even the learned person go against dharma? It is this maya. Okay? Which means still ajnanam is. So study, in spite of understanding, one goes against dharma means the teaching has not yet been assimilated means still maya has say over that person. Is it clear? That is why assimilation also is important. People ask, you've been hiding Vedanta, what's the use? You are also shouting other person. People will comment, no, we are going to the Gita class, what's the use? Paramahansam used to, all time he used to tell the class, my husband comes to a class, Swamiji, I don't know what he is listening to you, when he comes back home and he is stumbling. And he is not like different from any other ordinary person. And the husband says sometimes, you're going to the Gita class, what is the use? And you are not. That doesn't mean going to the Gita class is useless, okay? Definitely it is going to give him good samskara. Which means the assimilation takes its own time. That is why we must pay as much attention to assimilation as we pay to even listening. Listening is not enough. Apart from listening, we must also pay attention to assimilation. We must make efforts. What should I do to assimilate what I have understood? Sometimes people feel frustrated, people feel disinterested, people unhappy. I've been listening to you for so long, you're repeating the same thing. What is that? Some frustration comes. No, why? Because no assimilation. Which means somewhere still the Purushartha nischaya is not strong. Somewhere still the value of knowledge is not very understood yet. You know, that is why Janmanha Krishna himself says, you know, of many people only one person understands and attains. Therefore, it is not enough if we simply listen and understand. We have to make efforts to assimilate this teaching as well. And assimilation is possible, only then maya will be resolved for good. If assimilation is not there, still maya will have some say. That is what is said in this verse. Okay? What does maya do? Look at this.
Shruti shata nigamanta shodhakanapi. Shruti shata nigamanta shodhakanapi. Shruti shata shruti shata nigamanta shodhakanapi. Shruti shata nigamanta shodhakanapi. Ahaha dhanadi nidarshanena sadyah.
Dhanadi nidarshanena sadyah.
I'll repeat it. Shruti Shata.
Shruti Shata.
Nigamanta.
Nigamanta.
Shodhakanapi.
Shodhakanapi.
Ahaha.
Ahaha.
Dhanadi.
Dhanadi.
Nidarshanena.
Nidarshanena.
Sadhyaha.
Sadhyaha.
Kalushayati.
Kalushayati.
Chatushpadadi.
Chatushpadadi.
Abhinnan.
Abhinnan.
Aghatita ghatana.
Aghatita ghatana.
Patiyasi
maya.
Patiyasi maya. So aghatita ghatana pati. Please see, I know that's some, don't say, read along with me, speak along with me, that will be difficult. Okay? Listen and say. I know you are able to read, but say after me. You talk along with me or after me, against disturbance. We should not do that in the class. Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. This one line today, you'll all memorize this. What is maya? One of the nature of the maya, nature, the qualities of maya is revealed here. Maya is capable of making the impossible possible, means it has to be interpreted correctly. It can cover what is, it can reveal what is not. It make you see what is not. Which means maya will, without doing anything, just by being, it can contribute for erroneous perception on your part. Okay? Maya can contribute for erroneous perception on your part. It is why you are not responsible for error in your perception. It is maya which contributes for erroneous perception on your part. Which means you cannot see what is, and you can definitely see what is not. Isn't it? You will see what is not. If it said, aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Now what does this maya do here? Kalushayati. See, like before you have the word ghatayati, isn't it? Now you have the verb kalushayati. See, kalushayati means pollutes. Kalushayati pollutes. Makes unclean. Okay? Kalushayati pollutes. Pollutes whom? It says, when maya pollutes, what does it do? When maya causes the pollution on the part of even the learned person, what does it do? Abhinnan karoti. It makes it non-different. It makes the human beings non-different from animals. Chatushpada. See, chatushpada means four-legged. Okay, so chatushpadad abhinnan karoti. Chatushpadat abhinnan karoti. You have to understand. Karoti is understood here. Maya makes the human beings non-different from animals. Even though human being is different from animals. How? Isn't it? Even though naturally a human being is given the highest status, human being alone is the most sophisticated of all the living creatures. The whole creation, entire creation, human being is the most sophisticated being. Human being alone is blessed with the knowledge of self-consciousness, blessed with knowledge of existence of the self, and blessed with capacity to understand the existence of the self, know the existence of the world. And this human being, who is blessed with this knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, who is blessed with knowledge of the existence of the world, that the world is, and this human being, exalted being, is distinct and different from different from all other living creatures. And not only this, human being alone is blessed with the free will faculty of choice. And now human being is blessed with knowledge of right and wrong dharma. So there are so many factors, three important factors which differentiate the human being from all other living beings, creatures. But still, even though this human being is superior, still this human being becomes non-different from animals. Okay, who is non-different from animals? One who does not follow dharma is non-different from animals. One who goes against dharma is non-different from animals. Animals do not have the knowledge of right and wrong. Animals do not have the will to do the right. Do not have any will. If animals can live the way they want, they live in, by their instincts. When a human being, in spite of being blessed with the willpower, in spite of being blessed with the knowledge of right and wrong, still he does not make use of the willpower, does not make use of the knowledge of right and wrong, if he goes against dharma, means he is non-different from animals. Okay? Chatushpadaha means four-legged animal. Chatushpadat. Chatushpadat means fifth case. Chatushpadat abhinnaha manushyaha. Abhinnaha manushyaha. Abhinnan. Okay? It makes a human being, because, no? Human beings become non-different from animals when they do not make use of whatever they are specially blessed with. They do not make use of the willpower they are blessed with. They do not make the knowledge of right and wrong they are blessed with. They go against dharma, means they behave like animals. They are different, non-different from animals. Why do they do that? Because they become the objects of pollution. They're polluted. Is it, what is it which, why polluted means what? He says, Dhanadi nidarshanena sadhyaha. Sadhyaha means at once, when they deal with the money. Dhana adi, when deal with valuables, they deal with materials, they deal with wealth. What is valuable in this world? Relatively valuable wealth, etc., money, etc. Dhana adi, nidarshanena. When human beings, when they happen to see the money, etc., when they happen to deal with assets, wealth, in terms of money, etc., then what happens? Even then, they go against dharma. They go against dharma. Is it? And they behave like they are animals. And who are these people? If the ignorant person who is not exposed to any shastra teaching, who does not have purushartha nischaya, who is not committed to the pursuit of knowledge, who does not know the value of knowledge, who does not know the value of dharma, for whom attakamas are the ultimate ends, if he does something wrong, is natural. He does not know the value of dharma. It is natural for any ordinary human being to go against dharma. But here he says, Shruti Shata Nigamanta Shodhakan. The plural word, the human beings here, who are the human beings here? Shruti means Veda Shastram. Then Shatam here, we know Shatam is a Upalakshanam for many texts, many scriptures. And Nigamanta means, Nigamaha is another word for Veda. Nigamantaha means Vedantaha, which means Upanishads. People who are exposed to the study of the Veda Shastram, who are exposed to the study of the many other scriptures, and who are exposed to the study of even the Upanishads. Shruti, see, వేద వేద శత శృతి శత శృతి మీన్స్ వేద శృతి శత నిగమాంత శోధకాన్. శోధక మీన్స్ పీపుల్ హూ హ్యావ్ థరలీ రీసెర్చ్డ్ అండ్ స్టడీడ్ ది వేదాస్ అదర్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ ఆల్ ది ఉపనిషద్స్ దోస్ పీపుల్ అహహ ఇస్ వాట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్క్లమేషన్ హియర్ ఓకే ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్సైట్మెంట్ అండ్ సర్ప్రైజ్ అండ్ వండర్ అహహ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఈవెన్ దోస్ పీపుల్ విచ్ పీపుల్ శృతి శత నిగమాన్ ఓకే నిగమాంత శోధకాన్ పీపుల్ హూ హ్యావ్ రీసెర్చ్డ్ అండ్ స్టడీడ్ థరలీ ది వేదాస్ అదర్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఆల్ ది ఉపనిషద్స్ ఎక్సెట్రా ఈవెన్ దోస్ పీపుల్ ఓకే ధనాది నిదర్శనేన గివెన్ సిచ్యువేషన్ వెన్ దే హ్యాపన్ టు డీల్ విత్ వెల్త్ వెన్ దే హ్యాపన్ టు సీ ఆర్ డీల్ విత్ అసెట్స్ అండ్ వెల్త్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ మనీ ఎక్సెట్రా సద్యః అట్ వన్స్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ దిస్ మాయా పొల్యూట్స్ దేర్ మైండ్ వెన్ దే సీ ద మనీ సడన్లీ దే ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ ది మోక్ష ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ జ్ఞానం ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ ది కమిట్మెంట్ టు ధర్మ ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ ది వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ ది విల్ పవర్ ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ ది ధర్మ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దే ఫర్గెట్ దే నో అండ్ దే గో అగేన్స్ట్ ధర్మ ఓకే దిస్ మాయా పొల్యూట్స్ ఈవెన్ ద మైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ పీపుల్ ఓకే మాయా స్టిల్ విల్ హ్యావ్ సే వేర్ ఓన్లీ వేర్ ద ఎనర్జీ ఇస్ నాట్ అసిమిలేటెడ్ అసిమిలేటెడ్ మీన్స్ మాయా మస్ట్ బీన్ రిజాల్వ్డ్ ఫర్ గుడ్ ఇసంట్ ఇట్ ఈవెన్ దెన్ కలుషయతి వెన్ హిస్ ధనాది దర్శనేన సి ధనం ఇస్ when the money matter comes, isn't it? Dhanadi nidarshanena. Adi shabda stands for what now? Dhanam etc. means what? Any value, anything which is relatively valuable in this world. Anything which is relatively valuable in this world in terms of money etc. They happen to deal with that and maya pollutes their minds that for a second in that given situation they forget the purushartha nischaya commitment to the pursuit of knowledge commitment to the life of dharma the value of dharma antakarna shuddhi everything they forget they what now then they go against dharma which means maya by pollute not only pollutes them makes them non different from animals in their behavior okay because of behavior they are as good as animals why maya is capable of making the impossible possible maya can do anything ultimate maya can do anything means what is maya is nothing but partial ignorance okay the maya the unmanifest power of reality obtaining in the form of partial ignorance can it causes this. So what should we do now? Therefore maya has to be resolved for good, which means the maya obtaining in the form of partial ignorance has to be resolved for good. Is it clear now? Just a second. Shatam means shatam means 100. So shruti shatam means we don't have 100 shrutis. Shrutihi means Veda Shastram. Shatam stands, shatam is upalakshanam. A number simply mentioned to see many, many, many scriptural texts. Okay. Nigama means Vedaha again, Veda. Shruti and Nigama mean the same. Nigama anta means Vedanta. Vedanta means Upanishad. So the word Nigamantaha stands for Upanishads. Shatam stands, 100 stands for many scriptural texts, literature. And Shruti stands for Veda. This person, and he is what? Shodhakaha. Shodhakaha means the one who has researched. Okay? Shodhayati means searches, researches. So Shodhakaha means a researcher. Research, so Shodhakan is what? Like Balakan, Shodhakan. Yesterday I taught you? No? Even them. Even them. So, Shruti Shatta. You can do Shruti Shatta Nigamanta Shodhakan. Api. Okay. Ahaha. What does it do? Dhanadi Darshanena Sadhya Kalushayati. When does Maya pollute? When is Maya capable of polluting the minds of even the people who are exposed to the study of the Shastram? Not always. When they do not see money, when they do not see anything relatively valuable, they are Mahatmas. They are advi others. When they themselves happen to be in a situation where they have to handle a lot of money, etc., there, because still the lingering value they have for the material wealth in terms of artha and kama, even they go against dharma, okay, which means kalushayati. Nice, isn't it? See, if you don't have any, you're not in a place, a situation where you don't need to handle, deal with things, and you are okay. No money comes to my hand means I'm a clean person, okay? I have to deal with a lot of money means, and then I must be very careful. I see that always I maintain accounts. I don't touch anything which doesn't belong to me. If there's a possibility, opportunity for me, that I can take some money that nobody's going to know. You know, but I know the value of the money. What it can buy for me. So I can go, I can take some money. I can cheat. Isn't it? It's possible. She says, it is very natural for ordinary people. And say ordinary people, who is great people here? Great people. Who is great person here? Nobody is great. Every human, and naturally human beings are superior and exalted, but still, if they are not exposed to the idea of the Shastram, if they do not have Purusharthanischeha, if they do not know the value of moksha, if they are not committed to the pursuit of moksha, if they do not know the value of knowledge, if they are not committed to the pursuit of knowledge, if they do not know the value of dharma, they cannot live a life of dharma, they may go against dharma. Even people without being spiritual also, sometimes they may be ethical also. But so they may be unethical also. Then it is possible for them to go against dharma, especially when especially when they happen to deal with relatively valuable things such as money, etc. But here Shastra, in this verse says, even, why leave alone these people? Shodhakaha, these people are the researchers who have thoroughly studied, who have performed knowledge of the scriptures, Vedas, other scriptural texts, they studied Upanishads. And in spite of that, what? Even those people, sadhya dhanadi nidarshanena sadhyaha, when they happen to be, happen to deal, they're in a situation where they have to deal with relatively valuable things such as money, etc., then maya pollutes their minds. Pollutes their minds means what? Pollutes them means that they go against dharma, thereby maya makes them non-different from animals. Chatushpadad abhinnan kalushayati. Okay? That means they've understood, they have not yet assimilated. As Swami Chinmayananda says, Shastram has not gone into them. They have gone through the Shastram, but Shastram has not gone through them. Isn't it? That means what? They were to assimilate. Then if they are not assimilated, means unassimilated teaching is as good as ignorance. That is why Shravanam is a must, without which Nidhyasanam is not at all possible. But Shravanam without Nidhyasanam will be incomplete, is not enough. Shravanam must be definitely followed by Nididhyasanam. Only then assimilation is possible. Only when there's assimilation, Maya will be resolved for good. Maya will keep quiet. Okay? Maya should be resolved for good means you should see doubtlessly all it is here is only Brahma. There is no Maya. There is no matter. Otherwise, this Maya is capable of making the impossible possible. Maya is capable of polluting even the person who is exposed to the Shastra teach, Shastra study. Okay? And this Maya, what it cannot do to the person who is not exposed to the teaching. If it can do this to even Shodhakan Kalushayati, what about Samanya Manushyan? Kalushaye, Nischitam and Nischayam, isn't it? Definitely it will pollute. That is why we see all these politicians are corrupt and all those things, we say Maya. Okay? It is not them. What is it? Maya. Therefore, you have to look for people who are free from Maya. Don't blame them. See, Shankara Bhagavatapada has written this stotram, this text, when? So many years ago, which means it is very natural for people to go against dharma, to be unethical, immoral. Why? When they're covered. The whole buddhi is overpowered by, is it? When the intellect is overpowered by mind, isn't it? Complete their ego is dharma. And what is that? It is Maya. It means Maya can cover the value of knowledge. And Maya can make you see the what is of less value can be seen as more valuable. Why does a person go against dharma? Why does a person, especially when he deals with the money, etc., why? Because he still does not know the greater value of what he is going to lose by not following dharma. He does not see the greater value of what he is going to lose means, and he is also seeing what is less valuable to be more valuable. Why? Because there is error in his perception. Error in his perception of what is of less valuable, what is of more valuable. He doesn't see that. Isn't it? He mistakes the less valuable arthakamas to be more valuable. And he does not know what is absolutely valuable. He doesn't see the greater value of what he is going to lose. It's all because of Maya. Is it clear? I think I have done a very good class now. Yeah. That's okay. We don't need use. Everyone, you don't need use. In different contexts, Avan means avidya, that's all. Different word, that's all. Covering, covers. Ignorance covers. No, it doesn't need to use. We understand. Instead of using technical term, we understand here. So Maya does two things. It covers what is. It makes you see what is not. thereby it pollutes, it makes even somewhere it is responsible for you to go against dharma. It's all maya. I did not do anything. You cannot say that, okay? And because the whole thing is taught now for what? You see, that maya is not outside of you. And this maya water is that is doing in you. Okay?
Shruti Shata Nigamanta Shodhakanapi.
See?
Shruti Shata Nigamanta Shodhakan Api. Api.
Also. Okay? Even them. See,
Shruti Shata Nigamanta Shodhakaha.
See, now it's just. See, listen. Shruti Shata Nigamanta Sevaka. Shodhakaha. Nominative. Okay? Shruti Shata Nigamanta Nigamanta Shodhakan, objective plural. Even them api, not ordinary people, not ajnanis. Even Shruti Shata Nigamanta Shodhakan api maya kalushayati. Kada kalushayati? Ahaha. Dhanadi nidarshanen sadhyaha. At once, as soon as they happen to be with things, in front of things, kalushayati. By that way, what does it do? Chatushpadad abhinnan karoti. Makes them different from non-animals. Why? Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Let's learn this. Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. See, it is always said. People, there is a nice subhashitam. Manushya rupena mrigascharanti. Manushya rupena mrigascharanti. All these human beings who go against dharma are none other than animals in the form of human beings. Of course, human beings, according to biology, we are all human animals only. It's a different thing. Isn't it? We are all animals only. But still, the human beings are, they lose their status of being the human beings. And they become degraded, you know, as being looked upon as animals when they go against dharma. Which means, what differentiates a human being from animal? Two important things. One is self-consciousness. The human being is blessed with knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, which means this knowledge is there. Apart from that, what differentiates a human being from other animals is this knowledge of right and wrong based on what one expects from others in terms of behavior. And not only that, human beings are also blessed with the capacity to choose to do a given action, to choose not to do, do differently, and this is called what? We say willpower. Kartum va shakyam, akartum va shaktim, anyatha va kartum shakyam. This is a human being is blessed with means, and when he goes against dharma, the human being does not make use of these two. It is these two factors differentiates a human being, makes us from animals, makes a human being superior to the animals. But when he does not make use of them, he is like animal then. Why he is compared to animal? What is he blessed with? What differentiates him from an animal? Now, is not made use of by him means he is like an animal. Which means, what do the animals do? You put some biscuit and milk one day for a cat or dog. When you walk next day, that dog will come behind you. You know why? Yesterday you gave the dog some biscuit and milk, so it recognizes. Next day it doesn't know anything much. It comes behind you. Suppose one day if you throw stone at the dog, again next day it will see you as it is run away from you. It means that the animals can behave differently. It can keep away from you if it is afraid of you. It will come behind you, it will enjoy some warmth and care from you. So in Shastram, example is given. Suppose Dandavan Purushaha Agachati. A man having a stick is coming. Means what? Because the one day it got beaten, before it remembers. Dandavan Purushaha. Seeing the man with the stick, cow or buffalo keeps away, goes behind. And Trinavan Purushaha Agachati. A man is coming with a bunch of grass in his hand. The cow comes near you. So when something is pleasant, desirable and enjoyable, the cow comes near you. Something unpleasant and non-desirable goes away from you. Okay, similarly here, when we also, what do? When in our perception, we first of all, what do? We mistake the world to be real. First of all, the world is non-different from us. We are non-different from the world. This is an absolute fact. But we do not know this fact. We are ignorant of this fact that I am non-different from the world. The world is non-different from me. In fact, I, the self, am the whole. This is the absolute abstract fact. I am ignorant of this fact because I do not even know what I am. Therefore, I mistake my body, mind and complex for myself. I mistake what I am not for myself. Anatma, non-self for the self. Then I look at myself erroneously. There's error in perception of my own self, and in the light of the erroneous perception of myself, I also perceive the world also erroneously. That I mistake the mithya world for real world, as though real world for absolutely real world. Then I also add value. What is that? I think world is a source of happiness and security. Means I add more value to the world. Then when I suffer also, I mistake the world to be responsible for my lot, for what I am going through in my life. So when I look at the world as a source of happiness and security, then I have passion for things of the world. Anything which pleases me, I have passion for that given object. Anything which becomes nimittam, instrumental in triggering my unhappiness, I mistake that external object is only instrumental. The external object or situation which is instrumental in triggering my own sorrow or grief, I mistake that object to be responsible for my unhappiness. Which means there is error in my perception. If I think externally perceived object which forms part of the world to be responsible for my unhappiness also, there is error in my perception. If I think the world is a source of happiness and security also, there is error in my perception. Okay? This error in my perception is what results in triggering the emotions in terms of raga and dvesha. Okay? Why there is raga? Why there is dveshaha? What is raga and dvesha? What is passion and aversion? What is passion and aversion? You simply will have it. So passion is a subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought which is triggered, which is stirred, and which surfaces only when I perceive something to be a source of happiness and security. Something which makes something desirable. If a given object in the world is looked upon as something desirable, okay, then there is passion. And what is dveshaha? Similarly, dveshaha also is another subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of thought, which is stirred and triggered when I mistake something to be responsible for my unhappiness. Okay. If this error in my perception of the world is resolved, that world is not a source of happiness or security, nor is the world responsible for my unhappiness, I tell you, raga and dvesha cannot be stirred and cannot surface at all. That is why we cannot give up raga dvesha. You know that? We cannot give up raga dveshas. We cannot really undo hatred, passion and aversion. Passion and aversion will resolve themselves. We can free ourselves from the hold of passion and aversion when our perception of the world is corrected. Simple thing. We make all efforts of meditation. Meditate. Meditate. Passion will dissolve. I tell you, with understanding all this, and I never like to use extra words, but it's stupidity. Without understanding our problem, simply having all the problems, meditating, it will help you, it will suppress your emotions for some time. It is not a solution for your problems. See, raga, dvesha are natural, passion, aversion. So, I have liking for certain things, I have dislike towards certain things. Liking, like and dislike both are expressions of problems. Passion and aversion both are expressions of problems. So we can undo them, we can free ourselves from the hold of passion and aversion. Raga dveshas are very, very, very important thing. We have to understand. You know, raga dvesha cause so much of mental disturbance. All our mental disturbance, if you analyze thoroughly, why I'm so disturbed mentally, I'm agitated. Palpitations come, and then sweat comes, and then a shivering comes, and then I don't sleep, and then raga dveshas can disturb you. Really, there's nothing like raga dveshas which cause mental agitation. You know, raga dveshas means the passion and aversion can disturb you so much. It can drive you mad. Therefore, people tell you, you meditate and you can get rid of raga dveshas. And otherwise, they'll advise you, give up raga dveshas. Don't have raga dveshas. As if you are holding on to raga dveshas. And the Shastram tells you, passion and aversion, we don't need to feel guilty at all for being passionate or being dispassionate. It's very natural for us, for all the human beings, to have passion and aversion. If somebody has any is passionate about something, somebody has dispassion about something, it's very natural. It's not something wrong to be passionate and dispassionate, but it is very natural. But this is a problem. We have to sort out this problem. So raga dveshas cannot be given up. We have to free ourselves from the hold of raga dveshas. How? Raga dveshas, Shastram says, raga and dvesha are already there in your subconscious, and they can be stirred and triggered, and they can surface when the external situation, in a given situation, a given object, a given person, a given thing, in a given place, given time, okay, if you mistake it to be something desirable and pleasant and enjoyable, if you overvalue, think that it is this thing makes me happy, this possession of this thing will make me feel insecure. You think, if when you think the world is definitely source of happiness and security, and you become dependent on the world, then passion is triggered. Okay. And similarly, if you think the given object or person or in a given situation is responsible for unhappiness, then aversion towards the object also is possible. So passion and aversion are triggerable only when you add value to what is outside. If you simply see anything and everything as it is, without looking at it as what? Source of happiness and security. Or without looking at it as responsible for your unhappiness also. Just see it as it is. You can never see anything as it is. Suppose we see a chair. This is a chair. Can you keep quiet? Immediately thought will come. It could have been like this. It could have been like this. I like this. I don't like this. Immediately we say all these things. I'm not saying it is wrong. It is very natural for us to say all these things. Either we say, I like it. Some people say, I like it. I don't like it. You know why? We can never see something and remain without having stirred anything in our minds. Some thought comes immediately, isn't it? When you say something, the expression of what comes in your mind. Understand? Therefore, it is the error in your perception of the world. First of all, what? The world is absolutely real. Is erroneous perception of the world. Then what do you say? Then you think the world is responsible for my suffering. Then aversion, hatred towards things. Then otherwise you mistake, the world is so nice and beautiful, it is responsible, it is source of happiness and security. Isn't it? Then raga and dvesha are triggerable. So Shastram says, suppose the error in the perception of the world is corrected. We see the world exactly as it is. I tell you, nothing in the world can trigger any passion and or aversion in you. Passion, aversion will be resolved for good, non-triggerably. Okay? It cannot be triggered. It cannot be stirred. It cannot surface at all if the perception of the error in the perception of the world is corrected. For you to correct the error in the perception of the world, you should know first of all what you are. Understand? You should correct the error in the perception of your own self, for which you have to discover the truth of the whole as being yourself. First discover it, the study, then repeatedly dwell upon it and assimilate it, and then see, have this clear vision of all that is, there is only Brahma. Then where is Maya? Maya will keep quiet. Maya will just disappear. What is only Brahma means, then Maya cannot do anything. Otherwise, aghatita ghatana patiyasi Maya. So what it can do? Even Shruti Shata Nigamanta Shodakanapi. What about ordinary people who do not expose any of the Shastram? Poor people, they are very helpless. All is Maya. Okay? Therefore, Shruti Shata Nigamanta Shodakanapi Maya Dhanadi Nidarshanena Sadhyaha Kalushayati Chatushpadada binnan karoti yataha aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Beautiful, isn't it? Little Sanskrit knowledge helps you so much, isn't it? To enjoy this. Okay, you can go for tea now. Have tea and come back.